where our first reading this Sunday, brothers and sisters in Christ, comes from Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome of mists, a dome of mist amidst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated it, the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And so it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together God called seas. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on the earth that bear fruit with seed in it." And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit from the seed in it. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky, separate the day from night, and let them be for the signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And so it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind with which waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas. Let birds multiply upon the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, wild animals on the earth of every kind." And it was so. And God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in the divine image. In the image of God, humankind was created. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that had been made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished in all their multitude, and on the seventh day, God finished the work that had been done, and God rested on the seventh day from all the work that had been done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that God had done in creation. These are the generations of heaven and earth, and when they were created. Here ends the first reading this morning. Word of God, word of life. Our gospel lesson comes to us today, brothers and sisters, from Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Here ends the reading of the gospel this morning. The living Christ is in this place.